It seems almost incredible that these, the most celebrated symphonies ever composed, are performed regularly from texts that correspond neither to Beethoven's first nor last wishes, as evinced by the autograph scores or by the first printed editions with corrections in Beethoven's hand. We have tried to put that right in these recorded performances. Sooner or later, any interpreter of Beethoven's symphonies has to face the huge problem of tempi. One knows from the conversation books and from contemporary reports that Beethoven was extremely skeptical about the ability of contemporary performers to carry out his instructions. And that's why he welcomed Maetzel's invention of the metronome. Leaving aside for the moment the question of whether or not his metronome may have been faulty at times, it seems likely that the tempi Beethoven heard in his head were quicker than those capable of being executed, normally speaking, in a reverberant hall by a large orchestra. There's evidence that when Beethoven was confronted with orchestras too large for his requirements, the tempi slowed down, and that this troubled him. He favoured the slimmer, more economical sounds that came from an orchestra of about 60 musicians, such as we have used in these performances. He also wanted his musicians to live dangerously. To push them to their limits was part of his whole aesthetic purpose.